This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll look at donations for Superstorm Sandy, new guidance on de-identifying health information, epidural injections and bone mineral density, and finally a story about conservative care of prolapsed herniated lumbar discs. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 388, recorded December 14th, 2012. Health Beat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat while in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The New York State Chiropractic Association recently sent out an email related to an offer from a chiropractic assistant working at a Florence, Kentucky chiropractor's office related to donations for those chiropractors affected by the recent Superstorm Sandy on the East Coast. Their office number for those interested or affected is 859-647-2834. The number again, 859-647-2834. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. A recent emailing from the ChiroCode Institute discussed how HIPAA places tight restrictions on the use and disclosure of protected health information, but there are many ways to de-identify this information, freeing it from HIPAA's constraints. Covered entities and business associates can use de-identification to reduce their exposure to HIPAA and expand their use of health data. On November 26, 2012, the HHS Office of Force Civil Rights in the United States released guidance on how health information may be de-identified. While the guidance does not break much new ground, it offers some helpful clarification. The guidance on de-identification, which was mandated by the Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health Act, also known as the HITECH Act, H-I-T-E-C-H Act, part of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, discusses the two methods of de-identification under HIPAA. First, the experiment method, a determination method, and two, the safe harbor method. Surf to our show notes for details. Previous studies have established that one of the major adverse effects of steroid use is glucocorticoid-induced osteoporosis. In a recent study published in the journal Spine, researchers have suggested that postmenopausal women who were administered a single epidural steroid injection as treatment for back pain adversely experienced significant bone mineral density or BMD loss of the hip. These findings of the study suggest that epidural steroid injections, ESIs, for back pain relief should be approached cautiously in patients at risk for bone fragility. Physicians who do prescribe them, these ESIs, should consider measures that optimize bone health, such as calcium and vitamin D supplements, and exercise as part of their patient's treatment plan, that according to the authors of the study. The study concluded that a single epidural steroid injection in postmenopausal women adversely affects BMD of the hip. This is in conjunction with a rise in bone remodeling activity, as evidenced by an increase in bone-specific alkaline phosphatase and C-telopeptide of collagen 1. In addition, when compared with age-matched control population, the author's study population exhibited a greater decline in BMD. The findings show that epidural administration of corticosteroids has a deleterious effect on bone, which should be considered when contemplating treatment options for radiculopathy. The resulting decrease in BMD, while slight, suggests that epidural steroid injections should be used with caution in those at high risk for fracture. Remember to discuss all recommendations, including nutritional recommendations, with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. The natural history of a lumbar hernia of the nucleus pulposus is not fully known, and clear indications for operative intervention cannot be established from the literature. Several studies have shown that the largest discs appear to have the greatest tendency to resolve. The aim of a recent study was to investigate whether massive prolapsed discs can be safely managed conservatively once clinical improvement has occurred. 37 patients were studied by clinical assessments, and serial magnetic resonance imaging, MRIs, occurred over a 2-year period. Patients had severe sciatica at first, but began to show clinical improvement despite the large disc herniations. Clinical assessment included the Lesage test and neurological appraisal. The Oswestry Disability Index was used to measure function and changes in function. Serial MRI studies allowed measurement of the volume changes of the herniated disc material over a period of time. The study concluded that a massive disc herniation can pursue a favorable clinical course. If early progress is shown, the long-term prognosis is very good, and even massive disc herniations can be treated conservatively. Surf to our show notes for the full article. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote. A single rose can be my garden. A single friend, my world. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloo.
drop out.